I guess first, just walk me through tonight's game a little bit. That was, you know, we were just mentioning how this is kind of always, this season has been a tough team to win in this building.
Yeah, we know that they play in this rink really well and they come hard. And so we knew off the bat to expect that. And I thought we responded really well off the start. And there's just times in the game where we got to make smarter, simpler plays and help each other out a little bit more. And overall, it was a pretty good hockey game. It just came down to those few moments where we made some mistakes.
Yeah. How for you personally, team-wise first off, and then you individually as a player, how do you feel the season's going so far?
Well, I think we got off to a terrific start. And, you know, everyone involved was a part of that success. And, you know, as the season got on, we had some injury troubles, and that's part of the game. But we have guys step up. And now for the playoff drive, we're looking to, you know, build together and try to string something together here to make a push.
What about you personally? How's your game felt for you this season?
Well, I think it's been a good season so far, and I just want to continue to get better, continue working on my game and contributing down the stretch.
The defensive pairings have been pretty consistent over the last few weeks now, once Bartley came back from injury. So are you finding some nice chemistry there with those three pairings and things gelling?
Yeah, I think so. One thing I think about our lineup is we've done a lot of shuffling around and got some comfortable doing that. I think everyone can play with everyone, and that's a strength of our team. So we want to continue to utilize that, and I think it'll come important down the stretch.
How are all the young guys doing for you this season?
Well, you know what? They've been terrific. They bring a lot of energy to the rink. I mean, I still consider myself a young guy, but bring a lot of energy for us, and they've grown so much as hockey players and as people. It's fun to be around.
Absolutely.
As the season's going on, what I've noticed is you've been a little bit more aggressive, or at least that's my impression, that you're stepping into the puck carrier, stripping the puck, or standing them up. Is that a confidence thing, or
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, I become more confident and I'm more aware of the systems. It's been a couple of years now. You really feel comfortable with the systems and with the speed of the game. So I think that definitely helps contribute there.
Behind me, there's a bunch of fans waiting. They'll be waiting for autographs for some of the team. When you were in that position, whose autograph were you looking for?
Geez, you know, I didn't get an opportunity to go to a lot of professional hockey games, being from Medicine Hat. The odd time we'd get up to a Calgary Flames game. At that time, Dion Phaneuf was a player there, and he was my favorite growing up. But so I looked for his, but I didn't get the opportunity.
So all the games you've had, who's your brush with greatness? Who's the story that you're proudest to have met?
So far, I'm jumping on the John Scott train. You know, and I mean that. I mean, he's a terrific person. It's something that you hear a lot about in the media or have the perceptions about before you meet the guy. And once you meet him, he's a fantastic teammate. And I think it's really easy to see how everyone has really jumped on the bandwagon and become a fan of his.
Great.
That's great.
Good answer.
Darren, thanks so much.
Yeah,
nice to get to finally meet you.
Yes, you too. Pleasure to meet you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
And yeah, we'll see you tomorrow.
Of course.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot.